Sean.
Hi, Sean. Hello. It's Tina from. Hi, it's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
How are you? I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just calling to let you know that I tried to call Chris a couple times today, and I just got voicemail even through the tracking number. So we're still having trouble with the payment. And I know you said that if it wasn't good by Friday, that you would probably take care of it.
Yep, yep. Hold on a second. Let me get a card for you here.
Okay. And then if you just temporarily, I can take that tracking number off and I can start funneling the calls to your number if you like.
Yeah, that's fine for now, because for the first time in 3 weeks, Tina, he texted me today.
Oh, he did, because he found out the card was blocked, right?
Yep, exactly. I'm sure that's what it was. And he probably found out it was no good, but I've already told him that a few days ago.
I see.
And then it was, you know, what he said through the text was not the truth. So we'll see. We'll see if he reaches out. He claims he's going to call me tomorrow, so we'll see. So,
I'm sorry
anyway,
that you're going through that. I feel bad for you because, you know, I feel that for him to text you after not talking to you all month is a little bit rude, too. You know, why can't he call you, you know? But hopefully, like you said, he'll call you tomorrow and you'll hash things out, you know?
You know, and I look back and a month, almost a month and a half, he's done 3 jobs.
Oh.
And I've probably done 40 to 50.
I see.
So, yep. Yeah.
So maybe that's
not
what it is.
Anymore. So who knows?
I see.
Who knows?
Yep. That's
so
going on these days.
I will give you a card number, for this payment, and then we'll see what happens over the next week or so, and then when it comes around again, if you call me, whether we'll do something permanent if he doesn't try to mess me up. So.
Okay. So if you like, I can leave the tracking number on there just rather than having the calls funnel to Chris. They could funnel to you.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, let's do that. This number, the 1-813-470-0100?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then I'm ready for new card number.
Actually, let me give you my work cell phone. Let's just do it like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is,
okay, what's the work cell phone?
Yep. It's 813
719
0310.
Okay. For call tracking. Okay, 813-719-0310.
I'm sure.
Really? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, John. Yeah, but we'll get this squared away. Does this card say John Holden, or does it say Gold Standard Garage Doors, or both?
It says John Holden, and it says DNA Garage Doors LLC, because that's the main company. Gold Standard is a DBA.
Okay, so DNA Garage Doors LLC, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then is the billing address different? I have Pretty Pond Road.
Nope. Oh, yeah,
okay,
it's definitely different. It is,
okay, what's the new billing address?
It's the business address. It's 1604.
Mm-hmm.
Wakefield, Wakefield, Drive,
mm-hmm.
And that's Brandon, Florida, 33511.
Brandon, 33511. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It's 4741.
Okay.
6599.
Mm-hmm.
9411.
Mm-hmm.
6506.
Okay, expiration?
0825.
Okay.
And what else do you need?
The CVV on the back?
998.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. I'll send that request over with the call tracking today. They will update it for you within 1 to 3 business days. So I would think no later, you know, than Monday, but if not, by Wednesday of next week, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, awesome. And I did get the green light for you, John, so thank you for updating that, and have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Yes, ma'am, you too. I'm going to another job right now, and I'll be working till like 8 o'clock tonight, so we'll see.
Wow, you're a go-getter. I like that.
you know, what do you do? You gotta, that's what I've done it my entire life.
Yeah.
You know?
I had a garage door issue, and I called this guy that had fixed my garage door in the past, and the first time I called him, he flaked on me. He said, oh, I'll be out there at this time, and he never showed up. But the second time I called him, he came, and I was really surprised because he was in the middle of going to his son's graduation. And he said, I knew that I, you know, missed the appointment the other day, and I felt bad. So he came, like, in the middle of it. He was like, I got to get over there, and he fixed it. So I was like, wow, it's amazing how you guys have to multitask sometimes, right?
You have to. You have to.
Yep.
I've been doing the garage door business for – next month will be 33 years. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. You're doing it in your sleep after all that time, huh?
Yes, unfortunately. Sometimes a lot of times I wake up working on a garage door, it seems. So, yeah.
I believe it. Yeah, exactly. Or you could do it with your eyes closed after all those years. So, but.
You would think,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, you would think, except I'm really good with home improvements and going to YouTube and trying to figure things out, but that's the one thing I will not do is the garage doors, because I watched a YouTube video, and the first thing the guy said is, if you got to watch out for these springs, this could, like, crack your skull if it backfires, and I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it.
I have seen people with their fingers cut off, with
and
hands crushed.
Wow.
I had a customer in Atlanta years ago that had an eye knocked out.
Oh, no.
You know, it's a lot of things that can happen with the springs. So.
Yep, and it's not worth it. Some things I'll save money if it's, you know, replacing a new door handle or something. I think I can handle it. But once I saw that with the warning on there, I was like, no, thank you. I'll call someone.
The cables on the sides, the springs, anything that's attached to the spring, the tension on the door, that's what will get you.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Well, see, you're helping people from, you're preventing them from getting injured, so that's good.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, have a good
time
at your job tonight. I hope you get out of there before 8 o'clock so you can enjoy the weekend a little bit, too.
We're definitely going to try.
There you go. Okay, well, I enjoyed talking to you, John, and, you know, keep me posted if anything else changes, okay?
I will. I'm gonna have to call you back next week once it starts getting routed to me to change the password and stuff. So.
Okay. Do you want me to put your email on here for now too?
Yeah, you can, definitely.
Okay. So what's your email?
It's goldstandard.john, John at gmail.com.
Oh, just like his was. His was goldstandard.chris.
Yep.
So same thing, just replace the Chris with the John. Okay, got it.
Yep.
I have the emails now coming to you, okay?
Perfect. And then as far as logging into the account, like I said, I'll have to change that password, right?
Oh, here, I'll do it right now. I'll auto-generate a new password, and then I'm going to send you the login credentials with the new password. So you'll get that email within 15 minutes. So you'll have a new password that you could either reset to something of your own, or you could keep it at this temporary password, whatever is easier.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. Well, have a nice day.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Thank you, John. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.